We had a conference call to talk about how they're dealing with issues around immigration and the fear that our families are facing. You know, I don't want to downplay that, but I also feel very confident in the leadership here in Palm Beach County. I've had numerous conversations with our sheriff, Rick Bradshaw. He's really committed to us that, you know, he will not cooperate and work with ICE on any sort of random type raids.
Do you feel now as though you will not have to confront a situation where you'd get a request directly from federal law enforcement to school staff? How would all that work?
If an agent were to come to the school with an arrest warrant, you know, or an order from a judge, we have no authority in that case. But we are not going to share directory information. We are not going to share general information. We don't ask people about their immigration status. It's actually against the law to ask that. We don't know, and neither will we share information with any individual department unless required by law. And the school board stands with me on that here in Palm Beach County.
And short of a warrant or short of an order for a judge, you're saying it sounds like the policy of the school district would be that there's no way to access a school for immigration enforcement purposes.
That's right. And we want to make sure our parents send their kids to school every single day. Many of these kids are already behind because they're learning the language, because they may not have the resources at home. And I'm particularly tuned into this as an immigrant to this country myself. I was a naturalized American citizen. As a child growing up and watching and dealing with a lot of the same language issues, you know, parents that weren't educated, I have a special interest in this group of students. Certainly, I'm a law-abiding person, and I'm going to do everything I can to protect kids, but at the same time, I've got to follow the law.